And you're trying to understand why I'm just letting the music play. Where is he? What is he up to? Well, I'm sitting here letting the music play to kind of get you into the mood for the storytelling of the day here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us here on this beautiful, gorgeous, absolutely fantastic Saturday afternoon. And this is New Paradigms for a New World, bringing you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Now, I have to pause for just a moment to take a deep breath. So I can calm down. I'm very excited about my guest today because we're going to learn how to tap. Now you're saying, but how does tapping tie into new paradigms? Well, you're not going to be wearing those tack shoes or tap shoes. This is a different kind of tapping. This is tapping on the body, in particular meridian spots, if you will, or spots on the body. And we're going to find out what it's about. Our guest is the creator as well as the executive producer of a video that's available and a website called, and the name overall is Try It On Everything. They're asking you to try this tapping, this meridian tapping on everything. And when we speak about on everything, we're not talking about trying it on a table or a chair. No. We're going to find out exactly what everything means. Nick Ortner, I want to welcome you to our program. You created this tapping phenomenon that is, as you have mentioned and I've seen in some of the materials, I don't know that we want to go quite so far as to say it's sweeping the globe, but it ain't far behind.
Well, I sure hope so. Thanks, Richard. It's great to be on. Now, I didn't create the phenomenon. I've just documented it, and that's what the film does. I've documented something that I found that a lot of people were using, and it's spreading in tremendous ways, you know, mostly because people get results. I mean, that's how the bottom line on something, it works or not, whether it's a product that you buy or, you know, something you hear about or a book you read. If you get results in your life, you're going to talk about it. And people are getting such tremendous results with meridian tapping that they're talking about it, and it's spreading.
And the website is tryitoneverything.com. That's tryitoneverything.com. And ironically, all those words are one word when you go to the website, and you can get further information as well beyond the interview that we're going to be conducting here this afternoon on the program. Now, when I first saw the video, and as I was perusing the book, I thought, well, this is rather interesting. I actually thought it was akin to the work, well, not actually work, but the technique that I used to heal myself as a child. And I only, it was just something I did. I didn't have a name for it. It wasn't, categorized. It was just what I did. And that was that I would hum, or in most cases, moan a particular tone, I guess, depending upon, you know, how ill I was, to which one of my sisters asked my mom to have me stop because it was kind of annoying and kind of freaky. And I can certainly understand that. But she says, no, that's how he heals himself. Well, there are people who have probably been doing something along the lines of this meridian tapping most of their life, and they don't even realize it's sort of a subconscious or even an unconscious thing that, I don't know, what gets them through the day, so to speak, through certain issues that come up in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all, these points that we're dealing with, they're meridian endpoints. Some people call them comfort points, because you might find that, you know, sometimes you do tap on some points in your chest, or you might hold a point. You know, if somebody's stressed out, they'll hold, there's a point at the eyebrows, you know, it's like, oh, I'm so stressed, and they put their hand up, or by, on the side of the eye, and they'll hold their hand there. So these are comfort points that that we naturally are, you know, sort of familiar with. And what we've done in this process is gone through and put an algorithm together, and then you do the algorithm of tapping on the points while saying certain statements.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, people can go to the website, tryitoneverything.com, and they can see a portion of this video, get some information. There's a lot of good information there that people can gather, and we're going to get further into we'll call it an art and technique of meridian tapping as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. And, Nick, if you're open to it, if people are curious enough, they would like to give us a call, we'll open up the phone lines in the program, and people can ask questions as far as this tapping issue.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Great. We're going to come back in just a moment. Nick Ortner, my guest. Not only is he the pardon me, the creator of Try It On Everything. He is also the he's the producer. He's the president of Try It On Everything. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for Your New World.
Do your thoughts center on regret and resentment? Do you feel lost with all the joy drained out of your life? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Dine in our private sanctuary in the heart of downtown Santa Barbara, where the loudest sound is a fountain. The Arts and Letters Cafe is secluded behind Sullivan Goss and American Gallery, directly across the street from the Art Museum on East Annapamoo Street. Great food and great art combine for an exclusive dining experience. For starters, try the critically acclaimed pumpkin soup. The creative salads include grilled salmon medallions, warm lamb, pear, and caramelized walnuts. The Arts and Letters sandwiches are equally delicious. Portobello panini, grilled mahi-mahi, and chicken curry salad. And the seafood entrees at Arts and Letters Cafe are simply incredible. Grilled ahi, salmon, or scallops. Risotto and chopino, too. The Arts and Letters Cafe is open for lunch daily. You can also reserve it for your own private evening parties. With plenty of parking at the New Granada Garage, the Arts and Letters Cafe offers you a private sanctuary and superb food. Hello, this is Ed Giron.
And I'm Harriet Miller.
And we're inviting you to join us Mondays at 10 a.m. right here at AM 1290 for Community Matters,
the weekly radio forum that gives Santa Barbara's nonprofit organizations the opportunity to share solutions to community challenges. So please join us Mondays at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m. and Sundays at 9 a.m.
That's Community Matters on AM 1290 with Harriet Miller and Ed Giron, Mondays at 10 a.m. right here at AM 1290.
New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host for Tell Me Your Story. Comes your way every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Time. We broadcast from the central coast of California, and most specifically from Santa Barbara, California. And we also provide this program on the internet. We are streaming live every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. And then the programs are archived on the website. Just go to the radio shows page at richarddugan.com. That's Richard and then D-U-G-A-N.com. People ask me if there are two D's in there. Yes, there are. It's a double D side by side, richarddugan.com. Go to the Listen Live link if you want to listen to us streaming live every Saturday at 3, or the radio shows page, as I said, and our archives will be there. Our program from the previous week is there during this broadcast, and then about 15 minutes after this broadcast is over, this program will be available for you to listen to again and share with friends and family to give them new ideas and new choices. My guest today is the creator of and a very enthusiastic supporter of holistic health. He is the creator of the Meridian Tapping. And the website, again, is tryitoneverything.com. That's tryitoneverything.com. If you would like to give us a call, you've got a question for Nick as we progress through this hour, give us a call locally, 805-708-9804. 805-7, okay, let's try the other phone number, 805-564-1290. 805-564-1290. And if you're outside the area, it's 866-564-1290. Again, 866-564-1290. We would love to hear from you, and I know Nick would be more than happy to answer any questions that you might have about this extraordinary technique. And I used the word art, Nick, before we went to break to describe this. And maybe there is a certain element of artistry to it, because we all make it our own, so to speak, as we go through the process. Give us a thumbnail of how you came up with this.
Well, like I said in the beginning, you know, this wasn't a technique that I personally developed. I'm just sort of out there spreading the message on it. I found it and used it, and it's been developed by, you know, sort of I stand on the shoulders of giants. It's been developed by different people, some adding to it, you know, to other pieces of it, and it grows and it grows. And I've just been documenting the results. That's what the film does. The film shows 10 people through their stories, and it shows how they come in with real challenges and some pretty serious stuff. You know, you have John, who's a Vietnam veteran with 30 years of chronic back pain, and he wakes up on the second day of the shooting of the film. This was a four-day event they came to, free of back pain. And then you have Jody, who had fibromyalgia, diagnosed 15 years, which is terrible pain. She couldn't sleep through the night. She couldn't get upstairs. And within, she was even shorter. And within the first half-hour session that we did with her, she was free of pain. So really tremendous stuff. And you know, I made the film just to show, because I knew these stories were happening out there. There are people, there are practitioners and therapists and experts working with people, you know, all around the country and the world. And I wanted to document this so it could be spread even further.
You know, the way you described that, the first thought that came to my mind was faith healers. You know, they'll go up and they'll lay hands on the person, and supposedly the person is miraculously healed. But there's no other human being in contact with these individuals. They're doing it for them, to and for themselves.
Yeah, and that's one of the most exciting things to me about tapping, is that this is a technique that you can learn and you can apply it for yourself for free any time of the day. Obviously, you know, a practitioner or someone who's an expert, that's where the art comes in, and they can give you some distinctions and they can help you. But at the end of the day, to me, healing is a process that is internal, that, you know, comes down to yourself. So to be empowered with that tool, because, you know, we don't just get healed once. Life is full of traumas and things that happen and different issues, and so we're almost all in a state of constant healing. And to be able to have that tool for yourself, where you can have something come up that bothers you or upsets you, or you can have an event that you have a hard time dealing with come up, and you can use the tapping to clear that out of the way, I mean, that's just really exciting news.
I'm sure you're familiar with numerous modalities for healing of not only body but mind and soul. One that comes to mind, of course, is Reiki. And, of course, you can send absentee healings, and you can send the energy where it will go and so forth. This seems to be another type of modality, but it is certainly much more of a physical modality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're actually physically tapping on these meridian points in our body. And there's an energetic component, there's no doubt about it. And some people have, you know, taken it to the next level and done what they call surrogate tapping, where they'll tap for somebody else. I mean, all those quantum principles certainly apply here. But to me, what I think most people are interested in is, okay, get me the results for myself right away. How is this something that I can use and I can feel and experience the difference and get that change in my life immediately?
But like with everything, the results are exclusively individual. Are these two individuals you mentioned, the veteran as well as the woman with fibromyalgia, they had what would be considered very miraculous, almost instantaneous happenings, but that doesn't necessarily happen for everyone, does it?
No, absolutely not. And in fact, in the film, we show where it didn't work, where the people didn't get the results. We were very clear in the film to show, okay, here are 10 people, and we're not going to have any propaganda about this. We're going to show clearly, look, it worked on all these people, and then here are these couple that didn't get the results, and took a look at some of the reasons why. Now, I think there's interesting lessons to learn from the people who didn't get results. There's out of the 10 people in the film, there's probably three that I can point to who got results when they were there on the weekend. For example, Dennis, who was a smoker, he won the day without smoking and reduced his cravings tremendously. And he got to the point where he said, this is working, but I don't want to quit smoking. I'm enjoying it too much. And he just had too many fears around it that while he could have tapped on the fears and cleared those out of the way, he just wasn't ready to. He wasn't ready for change. So that's one of the big things that, you know, whatever healing modality is taking place, the individual has to be ready for change. They've got to be ready for a different way of being. They've got to be ready to release the pain, to release the bad habit. And if they're not, you know, it's going to be tough, because they're going to keep getting in their own way.
So to use a vernacular we use quite often here on this program, they need to take a look at new paradigms.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had other people that were involved in this film as well in helping you to put this together. Nicholas Polizzi, I believe it is?
Yep, Nick Polizzi, and my sister, Jessica Ortner. This was a homegrown project. Nick and I have been friends, the two Nicks, as people say, for a long time. We were actually friends in high school and middle school. And we came together with a passion for this subject and really scratch out the film. I mean, this film was made on credit cards and credit lines, and it was the first project we had done. And I always give people the caveat that, you know, somehow it magically worked out, and it's a really powerful film, and you can see the testimonials on the site and the reviews on Amazon that are really over the top and being very excited about it, because if you didn't know otherwise and you thought, oh boy, this is our first film, this could be tough, but it really came together very nicely for everybody.
What is your background when it comes to holistic health and medicine?
You know, before this project, it was always just a side interest more than anything. I was in real estate, and I ran a web development and marketing consulting firm. But, you know, it's funny as life kind of points you in the right direction, because I would do these other businesses, but I would probably spend most of the time reading and studying and learning about these holistic, paths. So that's clearly where my mission was, where my excitement was.
Well, it is quite extraordinary to think that a modality of tapping, and as we've described it here, meridian tapping, and we might even go into a little bit more of a description of what that entails, and people can certainly see it on the website, which is tryitoneverything.com, and they can get a better indication, but not everybody has internet access. So let's do a little descriptive process. First of all, how were these points on the body determined as the most effective, as opposed to some other points on the body?
Sure. Yeah, and there are points all over the body. I mean, the meridian system is a very complex one. We've identified a basic set of points, originally identified by a man named Roger Callahan, and he was a traditional psychologist who was really struggling in getting results in his practice. He had one client in particular. Her name was Mary, and she had a tremendous fear of water. Well, she just had a phobia of water, and she'd been coming to see him for years with little results. It was sort of like, okay, they could get closer to the water now, but, you know, she was still scared of it. And he was very frustrated because, you know, while I'm sure he enjoyed getting paid every week by her, he wanted her to get better. He cared about her and wanted her to get results. So one day when he was working with her, the night before, he had read about the Chinese meridian system, and Mary said something to the effect of, you know, when I look at the water, I get all these butterflies underneath, like in my stomach. And Dr. Callahan thought, well, okay, the stomach meridian ends under the eye, so Mary, why don't you try tapping underneath the eye? And she did, and her phobia instantly cleared, just like that. I mean, it was gone, and years of trauma that was held in there cleared up from her body. So he was, as anybody would be, shocked and astounded. And he went through a process of determining through muscle testing and through other procedures what the best points to tap on the body are and what the major points to hit. Now, he had complicated algorithms that were really sort of different for everything. So you might do a set of points for phobias and a set of points for fears and a set of points for, you know, other issues you're facing. A gentleman by the name of Gary Craig, a Stanford engineer, looked at that. He studied under Dr. Callahan and said, you know what, there's an easier way here. Let's just hit all the main points every time, no matter what. That way we don't have to try to figure out am I doing it right, what's perfect, what are the best points, etc. And that's the basic method that we're using now. His method's called EFT, and we're using, you know, that basic method as a starting point mm-hmm. for all the different things that are happening.
Now, have you had people who have been using this meridian tapping who might step outside the nine dots, so to speak, or work outside the box and say, well, I'm going to try tapping over here or over there, and they find that that's effective, and they've shared this with you, and you've documented these kinds of things?
Yeah, there are more points in the body. Some practitioners will hit some extra points, some liver points, and some points on the wrist. Usually what happens is if we get to a stuck place where we're not getting results no matter what, it's like, okay, we've gone through the process, tried all the different angles, and now we're stuck. That's when we'll go to hit other points. But the results are so tremendous just from sticking with the basic recipe that it's very rare that we've got to go and search out the other points. But I always tell people, you know, if someone says, okay, we found a point on the kneecap and you got to tap it three times, then you got to hum and then you got to spin around in a circle and you're better, then I'll do it. You know, to me, it's all about the results, and that's what's exciting about this. That as funny as it might sound or kooky, you give it an experience, you know, give it a shot, have the experience. It might take 5 minutes to go through a basic round and learn the basics of it, and you'll know right in your body, you'll be able to tell the difference, whether it's physical pain that disappears or an emotional trauma or emotional, you know, stuck energy that clears immediately. you'll know the difference.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. Obviously, we know that it'll assist in the process of healing of the physical, but mental, emotional, and psychological, if you will. What can you tell us about the tracking of those particular concerns or issues that a person has, and the success fail rate, if you will, of the meridian tapping?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the success rate is just tremendous. What we're looking at, we're sort of operating on the thesis, on the basis that, you know, our body is an energetic system, and any trauma, whether it's physical pain or an emotional disturbance or even a block to abundance or a limiting belief, is a disturbance in that energetic field. It's something that's out of balance in that field. So by tapping, while focusing on that particular problem, we're bringing that into balance. So let's say there's a limiting belief. You know, somebody might say, I just don't feel that I deserve to make $100,000 a year. And that was something that came from something their parents have said to them when they grew up, or, you know, maybe last time they made $100,000, their friends were jealous, and it's like, well, it's not safe to make $100,000. So what do? We do all these silly, unconscious things to stop making that money and to repel that abundance. Well, we can actually tap, once we identify that belief, we can tap while we're thinking of that belief, while we're focusing on it, and we balance it. And what people find is that they'll tap on it, and then they'll say, no, well, that's silly. I do deserve to make $100,000 or $1 million or $5 million.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that we are certainly getting mixed messages from our institutions out there as far as just specifically about whether I am or am not worthy to earn 100 or 1,000 or a million or whatever the number is. On the one hand, in the land of opportunity, go out and look what the immigrants did. And some of these people made huge corporations and they're making billions of dollars. On the other hand, you see the government saying, if you make more than $1 million, we're going to nail you a 50% tax kind of thing. And so you don't get to keep it all. And so it's like, well, gee, I don't know if I want to go there now. You know, I'm not worthy because I don't want to. And so we're getting these messages on that level and on many other levels in other areas of our lives. And it's almost as if we need to start shifting away from those messages and to messages such as what you're providing through tryitoneverything.com and the Meridian Tapping.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get mixed messages from our parents growing up and our peers. And it's constant. I mean, we have so many issues around money and abundance and whether it's, you know, right to make money or spiritual to make money or the right thing. So we need to clear them out of the way and just find, you know, bring ourselves to a place of peace where we're just completely congruent and comfortable with what we're doing on our daily basis.
All right. So it sounds to me like step one, as far as starting to utilize meridian tapping, step one is to shift your mindset as far as making yourself open, preparing yourself to receive, in essence, sort of whatever will come.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're not, step one to the tapping is to be open to the experience and to actually be willing to do it. So, you know, our conversation here is not going to help anybody just by us talking about it. They've got to say, you know what, I'm tired of the way I've been feeling. I'm tired of having this old belief or this physical pain, and I'm actually going to do something about it. I'm going to learn this basic technique and give it a shot. And, you know, you can give it a shot and experience it in 5 minutes, and more likely than not, you'll have an experience. You'll say, wow, something's shifting here. But the reality is that for change, you've got to be committed to it. So it might take an hour to work through a process, or it might take a month to work through, you know, habits of being that have been established for 20 or 30 or 60 years. So while we can shift things very quickly to create lasting change and a bigger shift, sometimes can take longer, and you've got to be committed to that process.
Now, not only is there a website that people can go to, tryitoneverything.com. You can actually order the video. You can also see a video up on the website as well, and they can get more information by going there. But those who may not have access to the internet per se, is there a toll-free number that they can call?
No, we don't have it to order. I can just give the direct. It's not toll-free, unfortunately. We've got to get one set up, but they can call to order. The phone number is 203-791-8883. And probably the reason we don't have the toll-free is that we really want to, you know,
have people go to the website to see what's available.
Yeah. And experience it and see the trailer, because it's very hard over the phone to, you know, people call and say, well, tell me about the movie.
Yeah.
You'd really got to just watch the trailer, and there's a ton of content. There's a free ebook on there you'll see on the left side of the page. You just put your email in, you get a free ebook with about 100 pages of information on tapping. So There's plenty to get started.
Absolutely. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. We're certainly talking about a new one here. It's not one that I had heard of before until I had heard about it, and that's tryitoneverything.com. Meridian tapping is the technique, or the modality, as I like to use that word. And you can go to try it on everything. That's tryitoneverything.com. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number here is 805-564-1290. That's 805-564-1290. Outside the area, if you're listening on the internet to us streaming live or what have you, you can call 866-564-1290. 866-564-1290. We'd be happy to take your call. And we would also encourage you to check out the website, which again is tryitoneverything.com. My guest is Nick Ortner. He is the creator, a very determined individual, a gentleman who is really trying to get the word out about this to help all of us, to help each one of us. You know, we've had a wide variety of different guests on the program, Nick. One in particular that just comes to mind, we were talking about Peace in 5 Years and the book that went along with that. And I was sitting here thinking, as far as tapping is concerned, you mentioned, was it surrogate tapping?
Yeah, tapping for other people.
Other people, and what about other situations as well?
Yeah, I know people have gotten together and tapped for, you know, the conflict in Iraq and different things that are going on. So that's certainly, to me, in the quantum level, anything's possible. Now, what I tell people about that is, you know, peace in the world to me starts with individual peace. And the best thing that you can do to, you know, create peace in Iraq is to get totally clear yourself first, to heal those relationships with your parents, you know, heal the relationship with your mom and dad, heal the relationship with your siblings, and clear yourself of past traumas and experiences. And if everybody took that personal responsibility, the world would change on its own. And I think sometimes it's very easy to get focused on external stuff. Okay, what can I do to fix this, change that? And then we ignore, you know, it's like if you are, you know, worried about the war in Iraq, okay, I understand that, but take a look at the relationship with mom and dad, and if that relationship is at war, then that's the one you can have most effect on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's missed often. People, it's just easier to go to external causes. And if you think about it, what would be the biggest challenge for people? Would it be to raise money and be passionate and be politically active about the war in Iraq, or would it be to, you know, face the difficult relationship with the parents? And the harder thing would be the parents.
Yeah.
So that's why we often ignore that and say, no, I don't want to deal with it, you know.
Well, I guess then I can feel very fortunate in that I don't have to clear up anything with my parents.
Great.
We're doing quite well, in spite of the fact that we're about 500-600 miles apart. Thank goodness there are telephones and the internet. So we stay in contact in that regard. I was wondering about how many points there are on the basic meridian tapping pattern.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll quickly take you through the points. On the website, tryitoneverything.com, you can see a diagram, which will make it a little easier, but we can attempt to explain it on the radio, a little harder. The first point that we start with is the karate chop point, we call it, and that's the side of the hand. So, and what you're doing is you're tapping on one hand with the other, with all four fingers, and what we do there is we say the setup statement. So that's bringing the energy to mind. So let's say very simply that you have back pain. You would just start by saying, even though I have back pain, I deeply and completely accept myself. Or you'd say, even though I have back pain, I choose to release it now. And we say that statement three times while we keep tapping on that side of the hand. Once we've done that three times, we move through the sequence of points. Now, the first one is the eyebrow point. It is on the inside of the eyebrow, sort of where it meets the nose and right where the hair ends. And you want to tap with two points firmly, but you don't have to hit yourself. We're not smacking ourselves. We're just, you know, with light pressure, just, you know, you can feel that you're making contact with a bone.
You're not supposed to leave bruises.
Exactly. And you tap 5 to 7 times, and we say the reminder phrase. So if we're focused on back pain in this instance, you might just say, this back pain. And then you shift to the next point, which is the side of the eye. It's not at the temple, and it's not on the eye. It's right on the bone, right where sort of the face curves. And you'll say, this back pain, and tap 5 to 7 times. Then you'll go underneath the eye, again, not on the eyeball, right where the bone is, right where the bone starts, underneath the eye. And you say, this back pain.
By the way, and if you're wearing glasses, you might want to take them off.
Yeah, glasses do get in the way of those couple points. So then we move underneath the nose, and that space right there in the nose on the bone. and tap 5 to 7 times this back pain under the mouth, and we call it the chin point. It's not actually on the chin. It's that little crease right above the chin, mm-hmm. under the lips, and tap 5 to 7 times. And then we move to the collarbone point, and if you feel the two little points of the bone that stick out of the collarbone, you want to move down about an inch from that. And I like to tap with the whole hand sort of around in a circle just to make sure to get the points in that area. And a lot of people like this, and this is a point that people tap on without even knowing about tapping. It's a very calming and balancing point, so even during the day you can just tap on this point if you feel stressed.
Okay, now a quick question on this particular point, because
yep.
I'm having difficulty. I found the point, and of course there are two of them, one on either side. Are we doing the left side or the right side? Let's say I'm right-handed, I'm using my right hand for tapping.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
And with all the points, you can go. Some people will tap through with two hands and getting both sides of the body, or you can just get one side of the body. It doesn't matter.
Does that intensify the effect at all using two hands?
You know, I haven't seen anything deferred. Sometimes people are like, okay, I've got a free hand, I might as well use it.
Why not?
And then we have 2 points left. The next one is underneath the arm. It's not the armpit. You go about 3 inches below on a woman. It'll be right where her bra line is. And you want to tap with 4 fingers. And, again, say the reminder phrase. In this case, we said it's back pain. So you might say this back pain. And the last point is the top of the head. And it's right at the top of the head. We like to tap around in a circle just to get all the points with the whole hand and say this back pain.
Okay.
So that is what's called one round. And what we do first is we focus on the negative, and, you know, we focus on the back pain. And then we can do one round of positives afterwards and say, you know, releasing this back pain, letting it go, I'm clear of this back pain while you go through the points. And what you do is you check in and you see, okay, did this shift? That's one round. And then you can go through and keep doing different rounds and keep changing the statement as necessary. So, for example, you might be tapping on the back pain, and then you might find that, oh, wow, I just got it. You know, it was on the left side of my back, and now it's moved slightly to the right, and it's lessened. So you tap again, and sometimes the pain will move, and it'll shift until it vanishes. Or while you're tapping, you might think, you know, you might just be tapping along and think, oh, man, I just, you know, I'm so stressed about work, and that thought pops in right when you're tapping. Well, maybe there's a connection between the back pain and the work. So we might look at that and might say, even though I'm stressed at work or even my boss is driving me crazy, and sometimes we'll tap on the boss driving you crazy, and the back pain will go away. So, you know, we're really looking at the emotional and spiritual and physical connection that, you know, that we have in our bodies, and looking to clear out all elements of the trauma or the problem.
So an individual could literally sit there for maybe a half an hour if they choose to, if they want to do that, and peel back one layer after another of the proverbial onion, and really clear a lot of stuff that they've been hanging on to for years, not even realizing that they were hanging on to some of that stuff that was way deep down in there until they got there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the proverbial onion really does fit very well here, because that's usually what will happen in a session. You know, if someone comes to me and we're working together and they'll say, you know, I'm really angry at this person, and we'll do a couple rounds of tapping, and anger will usually shift to sadness very quickly. Wow, I'm not angry at them anymore. Now I'm just sad about the whole situation. And then we tap on the sadness, and that sadness shifts to a different feeling, to the place where finally people are at a place of peace, and they say, you know what, it happened. I'm not angry. I'm not sad. I learned my lesson from it, and I'm moving on from it. So there is that onion that unfolds.
Yeah. Have you ever had people come to you, and they're willing, they've opened themselves up to the meridian tapping because they've tried everything else? This looks pretty wacky, but, you know, what have I got to lose?
Well, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it happens all the time. I mean, people who are in physical pain or really emotional pain, they'll keep trying anything, and understandably so. They want a solution to be out of it. You know, Jody, who I mentioned earlier, who's featured in the film, she had 15 years of fibromyalgia, and she was into this stuff. It wasn't like, you know, she hadn't explored alternative healing. She had tried everything, and nothing would work for her. But fortunately, this did, and she got tremendous results, and she's pain-free to this day. You know, it's going to be almost 2 years this fall from when we actually did the filming of the event, and she's pain-free for the last 2 years, so that's
wow.
Exciting.
Well, now, I'm curious, is this something, the meridian tapping is something that, in her case, she must do it every day in order to maintain the results, or she could never do it again and she'd be fine?
Yeah, she could never do it again and she'd be fine, or it could come back if she aggravates it some way or she gets stressed in some way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone might say, you know, we talked about the boss and the back pain. So let's say the primary reason why someone has back pain is that they're so stressed out at work that it's just putting a toll, and it's manifesting itself in their back. And, okay, we tap on it, and that back pain goes away. Now they go back to work 3 days later, and their back pain's back. Well, we clearly didn't address the stress at work, you know. So that's why the pain's back. You've got to clear out the trauma and the stress in your life if you want these things to hold.
Yeah. Some would say, well, why don't you just change jobs and forget about the economy for right now. The problem isn't the job.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, it's your perception and your reality, if you will, of that job or the conditions in that job that are, in this case, giving you the proverbial back pain.
Yeah.
Nick Ortner is my guest, and he is the basic creator of the Meridian Tapping, if you will, as we're talking about it here on the program. We can direct you to a website. It is called tryitoneverything.com. I've seen the video, and if you have an opportunity to get a copy of it and watch it and check it out. I remember sitting there with Amrita watching the documentary portion of the DVD, and we had to stop at the end of it. We didn't go on to the actual techniques as you show them in the video. But we got enough out of it as far as just the documentary to be able to say, oh, okay, well, this is what you do here and here and here and here and here and here. And these are the statements that you make. There is a certain level, it seems to me, from what I was observing, a certain level of customization as you go along. As you said before, there are people who have found some other points that, you know, work for them. But again, the basic pattern and concept that you have developed seems to have worked pretty darn well for 99.9% of the people who have tried it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you can get better at it and become an expert. And that's why I documented this process, because it's so exciting what's happening. All the people have come together. You know, I'm not the creator of it. I'm just out there showing it to the world in this particular medium in a documentary film, which is an exciting way, because it's a film where you actually get to sit back and you know, make some popcorn and watch it and enjoy the film. There's a beginning, middle, and an end, and there's surprises, and there's laughter, and there's tears, and but it's so exciting what everybody's doing collaboratively to expand this process and to get it out there.
I guess I should be more specific. You're the creator of the documentary Try It on Everything. And
also, I just don't want to take credit for the process.
No. And I appreciate that. We will give credit where credit is due, as you have done at the first part of the program. And we are talking with Nick Ortner, and again, the website tryitoneverything.com. Now you have a book out by the same name as well.
Yeah, so we have a companion book written by Dr. Patricia Carrington, who is a psychologist from New Jersey, and she's been doing tapping for close to 20 years now. She's really one of the experts in the film.
Wow.
And she, you know, volunteered to write the book and basically takes the film to the next level. We look at some of the people in the film on a closer basis and look at their case studies, and then just show a bunch of other different things that we weren't able to get into the film. You know, in the film, you only have an hour and a half. You can only do so much. In this case, we were able to go into, you know, how to use the tapping for sports performance and how to use it for, you know, social anxiety, and how to use it for all the different things, all the different applications. So the book really goes in depth into taking it to the next level.
It sounds to me like, I'm sorry this image came to mind, but it sounds to me like she either had a very, very large onion to work through, or she has no onion at all anymore after 20 years of tapping.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure she cleared stuff very easily, and she's a great leader at a place of a lot of personal peace. So.
Yeah. And that's really what we're all looking for, is that, as you mentioned before, about, say, sending that intention out for world peace, that's what we're all looking for, is that personal peace within ourselves.
Exactly. Absolutely.
It helps. It certainly helps if you have that when you are faced with many of the events, if you will, that come along in our lifetimes. And we're living longer and longer, so more and more events are coming. I'm curious as to how young and old your youngest and oldest practitioners, as far as you know, are.
Yeah, well, I know that in terms of kids using it, it's a great application, because, you know, you think about something that happens in school, and we have a trauma where someone laughs at us when we spoke in front of the room, and that might make us have a fear of public speaking for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
How about tapping right that day when they're 8 years old and clear out that trauma and never have that fear? So with kids, it's really exciting that, you know, us older ones are sort of going through and having to undo and clear all this muck from our past. You know, what an exciting life if a kid does it right from the beginning and doesn't hang on to these traumas. And I know that people even have worked with, you know, prenatal and pregnancies and, you know, mothers tapping when they're pregnant to clear out any of their traumas and give the baby a, you know, a stress-free environment. And so there's a lot of really exciting applications.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning of the program that you'd been involved with real estate and with dot-coms, and that both of those have seen their downsides, their downtimes, the dot-coms back in the 90s, and of course, here we are in the 21st century, and the real estate industry is having its problems. Are you still involved in these areas in any way, shape, or form actively, or are you now looking back going, boy, I'm glad I'm not in those anymore?
Yeah, no, I'm not. I mean, besides whatever economic, you know, downturn there was, that there was just no fulfillment in it for me the way it is with this now. I mean, every day I'm excited about spreading this film, and I get just wonderful emails every day from people who are watching the film and using the Meridian Tapping and getting tremendous results. So that's certainly, I didn't get emails like that every day in real estate, and this is a lot more exciting. You know?
Usually people complaining about the house they bought.
Exactly, exactly.
In some way, shape, or form. Well, it is an extraordinary method, one that, of course, until I had been introduced to it, had never heard of before. I was certainly familiar with the concept of meridians. Some people actually, there are other techniques that they refer to this pattern, if you will, as a lattice and that type of thing. So different names for the same thing, the energy patterns, if you will. I mean, the Earth has a meridians. They're longitude and latitude, effectively. Same kind of thing. Now that would be interesting. If you could find the points on the Earth to get a group of people to tap.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. I haven't heard about that or explored it, but definitely worth a look.
Well, they say that the Earth is a living, breathing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, being, if you will.
Absolutely.
It's quite fascinating, to say the very least. And so, what's on the horizon for Try It On Everything? Obviously, continuing to disseminate the video and the book, but for you and your group.
Well, we're finding just more ways to help people get results with tapping. So, you know, we've got a website called Tapping International. So that's just tappinginternational.com, and that's a listing of practitioners around the country and the world, and where they post their information, and there's reviews of them for people who've had experiences with them. So if you want to have a direct experience with somebody, that's a great resource. We're starting a monthly membership club in about a month now, where people get direct access to some of the top experts in the world on tapping. So we'll be announcing that soon. And if you're on the Try It On Everything list, you'll know about that. So to me, it's continuously finding new and better ways to just keep spreading this information. We're working on a lot of international distribution for the film and getting it out there around the world.
And there's also a website. It's sort of one of these social networks that's tied indirectly to tryitoneverything.com. People can go there and contribute and get updates on how other people are experiencing this method as well.
Yeah, there's a great social community around it, people really supporting each other and giving each other answers and working together to get results. So that's really exciting and fulfilling to see that kind of energy out there.
I think that also helps people to continue to use the method, if you will, because let's say you're one of the very few, that just doesn't seem to be getting results. And maybe that's an interesting point, too, is that maybe they're getting results, they're just not aware of it.
It's
good to have that reinforcement from other people.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and one of the reasons, and the process every time, just on an individual basis, we always start by giving whatever feeling we have a 0 to 10 number. So if you have back pain, it's, okay, it's a 7 out of 10. Or if you're angry, it's an 8 out of 10. Because a lot of times we'll tap and feel better and almost just forget about it, forget that it was even there. So we give the numbers to remind ourselves, well, yeah, you had back pain 5 minutes ago, you don't now. Or you were angry, because people say, oh, no, I wasn't really angry. It's like, well, 5 minutes ago you told me you were.
And let me roll the videotape back
exactly,
and show you.
Exactly, exactly.
I have the documentary right here.
There you go.
It's called Try It On Everything, and the website, tryitoneverything.com. I'm Richard Dugan. My guest is Nick Ortner. He is the creator of the Try It On Everything documentary, which is available at that very website as well, and you can learn more about Meridian Tapping. Let me ask you a little bit about where you come from. I mean, not occupationally, but spiritually. What are your roots in?
You know, for most of my life, I was raised in a Catholic family, but it was sort of like, you know, taken to church grudgingly every Sunday.
You too, huh?
Yeah, the message didn't really personally resonate with me. So I think I'd call myself spiritual, but not religious. And, you know, there's tremendous value in the teachings of all sorts of different religions, but... And I think it's important to keep looking back at them and to gain insights from them. But I just sort of had a challenge with maybe the structure mm-hmm. of those. So I've been on this alternative, you know, alternative medicine, alternative healing, alternative spiritual path for, you know, probably a good 10 years now. And there's so many exciting things going on. There's such a beautiful community of people that are looking to support each other and grow. And so many innovations. It really feels like it's cutting-edge stuff that, you know, people are finding out new things every day and coming up with great breakthroughs and results. And I'm seeing the breakthroughs and results. That's what's exciting. It's like every day I hear stories of somebody who, you know, has had a tremendous change in their life. So you know it's working.
Now, if people wanted to get in touch with you directly, they could do that basically going to tryitoneverything.com, and then there's a contact link and they can go there and touch base with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. By the way, if you wanted to, if you don't have internet access, you can always call 203-791-8883. That's 203-791-8883. You can get more information about the documentary and learn more about Meridian Tapping. As we learn more about Nick Ortner, the creator of the documentary, along with his sister and Nick Polizzi, and we are going to come back with more here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.
Okay, it's time to play Name That Restaurant. Here are the clues. This mystery restaurant is located in Santa Barbara.
Well, that narrows it down to about 550.
This restaurant has indoor and outdoor seating.
Oh, now you're talking. There are only a couple of hundred restaurants that have outdoor seating.
Give up?
No, I'm looking at nippers.com. There are menus, recipes, the forum, restaurant news, and over 200 restaurant reviews written by professional food journalists.
Check out nippers.com, always serving up all the right answers about Santa Barbara restaurants.
Restoring balance and joy to your life can be achieved by letting go of negative thought patterns and destructive habits. Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're looking for a general contractor to hang a door or build your multi-million dollar facility, talk to Armstrong Associates that specializes in both residential and commercial construction. I'm Steve Cushman, president of the Santa Barbara Region Chamber of Commerce. We're proud that Armstrong Associates, a five-time Builder of the Year award winner, was recently named one of the 20 fastest growing companies in the Tri-Counties. Armstrong Associates provides a broad range of building, consulting, and construction services for simple to elaborate commercial and residential projects. They specialize in green building construction, and they excel at assisting architectural firms with timely, cost-efficient design and budget criteria, while working closely with clients, government agencies, and the general public to ensure quality from start to finish. Looking for a general contractor who is dedicated to exceeding desires and expectations? Contact Bill Shields at Armstrong Associates 569-6170 or armassoc.com.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how far it goes. And on that great ocean road, all the country's in our bones. All the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my very best to understand you.
It's understanding that we are working towards here on AM, the Tell Me Your Story radio program, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and it's actually 55 minutes and 55 seconds past the hour here on the program. I only mention that because it's funny, Nick. I'm listening to you sharing this information as we interact and communicate and converse, and yet I'm watching the clock, and I saw 2222 go by, and then 3333 go by, and 4444, and then it was just 5555. These hours
just... That's got to be a good sign, right?
It just flies by. It's just astounding. And we're talking about try it on everything. You know, I remember when I first got the information via email, I'm going, try what? Are we talking about a new ketchup or something?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you... I mean, it's a great name if we know that it's Meridian Tapping. Does it confuse people?
Yeah, well, it's a name that was there from the community. You know, the existing community would say that to each other and talk about it, so we just played on that. We've actually been playing with a new name just to sort of take it mainstream, because I totally recognize that. It is a great name if you know about it, and it's great to, as a reminder, oh, try it on everything. Okay, because I did it on this, but now why am I not using it on this?
Yeah.
But you know, and I think in the next month or two, we might roll out a new name.
Interesting. Well, before we wrap up the program, I just have one final question for you. We already know that you've been involved in real estate and the dot-coms website development and so forth, and investment, now involved with Try It On Everything and Meridian Tapping. And certainly there are still dozens of things that you could be doing. Why this? Why now?
You know, the results are just so fast, so tremendous, so rewarding, and so applicable to different aspects of life. You know, I mean, we've donated almost 7,000 copies of the film in the past year, and we're seeing those now in VA hospitals. And I know I got an email the other day from a gentleman from Fort Worth, Texas, and we had donated 250 copies of the film for him to distribute. And he said that every mental health professional in Fort Worth, Texas has a copy of the film, along with soldiers that are going to Iraq, soldiers that are coming back from Iraq, and all sorts of just really exciting stuff. So it's applicable in so many different aspects that you know, there's so much room to grow on it. And, you know, we've donated to schools, all sorts of other places. And to me, that's just so exciting.
Well, we are very thankful that you started this program. I was watching a movie the other day where they incorporated into it the dialogue regarding determinism. And that its basic definition is that you are where you are because of all of the choices that you've made down through your life, as well as, and in my case, working in radio, those choices that Marconi, for example, made dozens of decades ago, or a dozen or more decades ago, whenever it was, shows you how much I know about history, to put me in this chair sitting here talking with you. And so we are, hey, who knows what wonderful things people are going to create and come up with down the road, because they were able to free themselves up of all of those things they were carrying around through the Meridian Tapping that you and your group are promoting.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exciting for me, for somebody to have, you know, physical and emotional freedom, and to be able to live their life past, spend more time with their family and friends, and do their life's work. I mean, that's what, can you imagine 6 billion people actually focus on that, as opposed to being in physical pain, as opposed to being emotionally weighed down? I mean, that is heaven on earth.
We could fly to the stars without starships.
I want
to thank you, Nick. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Richard. It's been a pleasure.
Once again, I want to let you know that you can go to the website, which is tryitoneverything.com. Nick Ortner has been my guest. He's the creator of the documentary by the same name, available at the website of the same name. Until next Saturday at this same time, love to Lal. Have yourselves a terrific Saturday, and we hope that you will join us every Saturday here on this station for Tell Me Your Story.